Good morning, team. Mark Rich is here from Cookeville, Tennessee. Welcome to our B2B training call this Monday morning, September 23rd, 2019. I'm super excited about our call. Today we've got Mr. Mike Riches, one of our Millionaire Club members, standing by with a phenomenal training he's going to be sharing with us. So I hope all of you have your pen and paper ready to take some notes. We've also got Millionaire Club member Mr. Jim Tanner standing by from Boston, Mass, on the call to talk about Salt Lake City coming up in about 10 days. So exciting times on that. We've got, first of all, I just want to welcome all of our new associates. We had a great recruiting week last week, a great production week as well. And I just want to extend my personal welcome to all of the new associates that have joined the success team in the last week or so. We're excited to have you on board, and I encourage you to get started, get Fast Start qualified, and take advantage of the incredible incentives and promotions that are available right now. The company has put $800 in incentives on the table for all new associates, and I want you to get every penny of that $800. You get $300 for Fast Start qualifying, and then hitting the manager level, which is really 8 combination sales, or you can open a small group and get to 400 premium that way, or you can recruit a team of 3 people and count your entire organization to get to the 400 in premium. But 400 in premium is your magic number, and that puts another $500 bonus in your pocket on top of all the commissions that you get for writing those memberships. So an additional $800 right now on the table. That will end a week from today. So next Monday, the 30th of September, will be the last day of that incentive. That's really important to note that ends. So we got 1 week left. And, you know, there's people that are going to say, well, I didn't get it. You know, I didn't go out and earn a bonus. And there's other people that are going to join the business today and tomorrow. And Jim and Mike, I know you've seen this. They joined just the last few days. Like, there's people that gave up on this a week ago, and there's people that are going to join in the next few days that will hit that $800 bonus. And you'll hear about them. They'll be talking about those stories because those are the people that decided, hey, I will not be denied. I'm going to go get it done. And they mentally decided that they're going to go get it done, and that's the biggest decision you can make. That's the biggest part of winning, is getting it right in your head. Making a decision there, and then going out and making that happen, making it a reality. So there's people that are earning $800 override bonuses as well, because not only do they pay the newest new manager a bonus of $800, but they give the sponsor of that manager an $800 bonus. This is crazy money. I mean, I was talking to Chris Corley Friday or Saturday at our Fast Start training about it. I said, I've not seen this kind of money ever paid out to new associates. $800 with an $800 match just for getting to the manager level in your first 40 days or so. And another important note, be sure that you attend a Fast Start school. I taught a Fast Start training here in Cookeville, Tennessee on Saturday. It was fantastic. And I just thought, as we wrapped up that class, we had several new associates there, and I thought, you know, what a powerful advantage these associates have over those that are not attending Fast Start classes. The company's also made it a little more lenient to do the online Fast Start training. So when it first rolled out, they were saying, you know, if you're not able to go to a class, a Fast Start class in your area because of distance, et cetera, they had some real tight restrictions on using the online Fast Start training. I encourage the face-to-face. The classroom is better. It's better to interact with people. I think it's a better experience overall. But if for, you know, say you work on the Saturday that the Fast Start class is happening, that's a good enough excuse. The company's lowered that requirement and said, hey, if you can't make it to a live training, do the online training. And you have to do one of those. You have to either go to the class or do the online training to qualify for the bigger bonuses. I think you get $100. But to get the $500, you have to have attended a Fast Start class. So be sure that you're plugging into the Fast Start trainings. All of that is on LegalShieldCalendar.com, and find out about your weekly briefings as well as your events coming up, your Super Saturday events. Important, right after Salt Lake City, there'll be some big recap events that we highly encourage you to plug into. If you're not going to be in Salt Lake City, be sure to plug into those recap events to get all the exciting announcements. And I was on a platinum call last Wednesday, and I'm telling you what, I can't even sleep, because I know the stuff they're going to be announcing in Salt Lake City. In my opinion, it's the biggest and most exciting announcements that have ever been made in Legal Shield history. And I've been doing this for 25 years. It's just unbelievable. When I was taking notes, and then we had to swear to secrecy, can't tell anyone. So all I did is text some of my leaders and said, hey, you won't believe what's coming out. And every one of them said, well, what is it? I said, I can't tell you, but you're going to find out in Salt Lake City. It's big, and it's exciting. And it not only affects the network side, you know, the team-building aspect, but the B2B side is going to be making some big, major announcements as well. And I'm super excited about that for all of our folks, most of you, you know, focused on the B2B business. Okay, so 1 week left on the 300 and 500 promotion. I call it the $800 incentive, 300 for Fast Start qualifying and 500 for advancing to manager. There's also an ATM reset. So if you ever have in the past missed going to manager, we announced on this call September 1st that you could reset and go to manager this month. You have to do it all. You can't count what you've done in the past, but if you wanted to earn a $500 bonus, you could go out and get to the manager level again this month with all new business, and then you could move to the manager and get a $500 bonus. So that, we call that the ATM reset. That ends in 1 week, next Monday. And then Performance Club, obviously that's a monthly qualification. Note that that ends next Monday as well, so that's every month, you know, and we have Monday till midnight, but I'm telling you, don't wait till midnight. I hope all of you are qualified for Performance Club already by this time of the month, and you're already working on next month's numbers. It's also the end of the third quarter, and if you look at the B2B incentive chart for 2019, the bonuses are bigger for the third quarter than the fourth quarter. So it's important, if you're going to do any group business, get it in this month, get it in this quarter. Don't hold sales till the fourth quarter, because the bonuses and incentives are a little less on the fourth quarter. The good news is there's still incentives and bonuses for fourth quarter production. And that starts, of course, next Tuesday. We'll be starting the fourth quarter of 2019. I can't believe it's already the fourth quarter, and we're wrapping up the third quarter in the next week. But a very exciting time. And one other quick announcement is they have started to process memberships over the weekend now. So we get paid starting this weekend, this last weekend, we get paid 7 days a week. So you get a check processed now on Saturday. You get a check processed on Sunday. Of course, with the banks being closed, you might not get them. You'll probably get three checks in one bank deposit. But there's an advantage of this where they run procedures on Saturday and they run procedures on Sunday, so you can really see where you are. They used to do that just at the end of the month, but they've added 8 paydays to our business now. We get paid 8 more times a month. And it was really cool. I saw checks coming in all over the weekend, both residual and on my override account. So I was super excited, and I'm like, this is awesome. But we get paid every day now, 7 days a week, starting last Saturday. And it helps you kind of navigate your business a little better. Especially, you can see the advantage of that at the end of the month, because you want to know next this coming Saturday, you can see your numbers and see how everything processes. Then you can see where you are on Performance Club and whatever qualifications you're aiming for on Sunday night. And then you'll have Monday to kind of close it up and get it done. So that's going to be a continuous thing. I'm super excited about that. It helps us see our business better, know what's processing over the weekend. And if you're not getting checks on the weekend, join us on Thursday night. Let us teach you how to put a team together and have a team out there producing. I know it's not a big B2B day, although Timber Mosley was out writing sales last night I know at a state troopers a group. So there are enrollments that you can do over on the weekends, but generally speaking, it's a great time for recruiting and team building. I'm excited to take the call now to Mr. Jim Tanner, joining us from Boston. Jim's going to talk about our upcoming Salt Lake City event. About 10 days out, Jim. I'm super excited to see you and your wife out there, and looking forward to a great event. Tell us about it. Tell us how we can plug into it.
Mr. Richard, thank you so much. And I've got to tell you, before I get into that, this 7-day-a-week deposit is really exciting and fun. And I think for 15 years, that I've been around, we get a deposit Monday through Friday. And as somebody recruiting and building a team, when you tell your prospect that, it's just unbelievable. Because, in other professional sales endeavors, it's the 1st or the 15th or the 3rd Wednesday, if you stand on one foot. There's all these different ways that companies that owe you a commission try to hold those dollars as long as possible because they can reap the benefit and the reward of the interest while they're holding those dollars, but not at Legal Shield. Not only do they advance us a year's commission up front, but they give us that money immediately so that we can cash flow our business every day. And I've been saying Monday through Friday when I made that point for so long. Now I've got to make that adjustment every single calendar day of the week, Monday through Friday and Saturday and Sunday as well. That's exciting. But I am here to talk about the Legal Shield Leadership Conference in Salt Lake City, which is, it's a little over a week away. According to the Legal Shield website, there's a big ticker on there, 9 days, 14 hours, and 46 minutes. And I feel that inside of me. This is one of the few opportunities we have all year to gather as a family, as a Legal Shield community, for people to come together. And I was just looking at the speakers list, and I was just thinking to myself, throughout the course of a calendar year, I travel great distances, sometimes on an airplane, but oftentimes long drives, just to get an opportunity to be in the same room and hear from any one of the people that we have coming. And just every single one of these great speakers that are here to pour into us. And I just wanted to, I talked about this last week, but let me just make the point again. First, let me start with Mr. Sean Reyes, the Utah Attorney General. Most companies that are having events, most companies that have an opportunity, most companies that say they have this wide array of a wheel of opportunity for us to be entrepreneurs, they do not want to see a state attorney general walk into the room. But when you come to a Legal Shield event, you get sitting attorney generals, politicians, government officials that will come out on the stage and address all of us and say, keep doing what you're doing, but do more of it and do it faster. Because what you do is a good thing, a positive thing, and it is making our world a better place. I just think about the opportunity that provides to, when you're new, when you are in that stage of your business, where you hope all of this opportunity that you're hearing about and all the excitement that you're hearing about is real and that you can participate in it and it can change your finances and your future and you can build a legacy for your family, the injection of belief that you can get, And again, belief, like real concrete examples of why it's worth building this business. Sitting Attorney General speaking from the stage. Mr. Bob Berg, author, motivational speaker, teacher, just an incredible person. The author of The Go-Giver, he's going to be speaking at the event. Robin Arzon from Peloton speaking at the event. Again, you might pay thousands of dollars to hear from any one of these people. And, of course, Mr. Jeff Bell, the CEO of Legal Shield, with a resume that I could spend the whole call talking about. Just incredible. Chrysler, Microsoft, developed our mobile app to absolutely radically change the member experience. What was once a plastic laminated card that people forgot about or lost is now this interactive experience where on the most valuable real estate on the planet Earth, your iPhone or Android screen sits your Legal Shield membership. Interactive, you can take pictures, you can send documents to your law firm, you can get your will done, all of that because of the leadership of Mr. Jeff Bell. And then, of course, Darnell Self and Brian Carruthers, Mr. Don Thompson, the president of the network division, and on, Mike Roberts, who heads up the UK, Martine Gerardo, who heads up our expansion into Canada, Mr. John Addison, who has trained at the feet of giants himself, Mr. Art Williams, and now leads with that same principled integrity and intensity wherever he goes and wherever he speaks. And I'm leaving people out. That's not even the entire roster of speakers. Folks, this is an event that's going to propel your business to the next level. So if there's anybody on the call, and I know as we are growing the success team, we have people that are joining every single day. I don't know where on planet Earth you might be right now, but I do want you to know this. Wherever it is still reasonable for you to be with us in Salt Lake City. And all you have to do to get a ticket, we have a few discounted tickets available so you don't have to pay full price, even though it's last minute. But your leaders here in the team secured discounted tickets over 6 months ago, put their credit cards down, pre-purchased tickets so that you could get them for $99 until they're gone. And all you have to do to request those tickets is go into your Success Team World back office, click on the calendar icon in the toolbar, and you'll see a link to this Legal Shield Leadership Conference in Salt Lake City. And from there, you can request tickets. And what that's going to do is Mr. Riches at his office knows who still has tickets left from their bundle. So you don't have to go looking for somebody. We've got all that the legwork done for you. Just let us know that you need a ticket or two or three, and we'll make sure you get a discounted ticket from somebody that still has them left in their bundles. Folks, this is an event that you don't want to miss. It's an opportunity for us as a success team to come together under one roof, and I'm excited about that as well, to see all of you in one place, to be able to make additional strategies for the fourth quarter, to sit down and game plan with you one-on-one, two-on-one, three-on-one, to talk about finishing 2019 strong. Of course, we're going to have incredible announcements and incentives at this event, and those of us that are there together in person are going to be in a position to make the most of that as well. We don't want anybody on this call hearing about it after the fact, third party, or later on. We want you all there to experience it with us. Mr. Riches, I am so excited to see you and the entire success team in just a handful of days, and I'll turn it back over to you, sir.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Mr. Tanner. I couldn't agree more than with what you said. I'm excited to see everyone in Salt Lake City. We've got a lot of the team coming out, and it's going to be an incredible event with some of the most exciting announcements I've ever heard in my 25 years being made in Salt Lake City. So it'd be better to be there live, and you know, again, we do have those discount tickets. You can just click on that registration button in the on the events calendar, and we'll get you taken care of for $99. So I think it's almost $200 right now through Legal Shield, and we've still got some of those $99 tickets. But they're going fast. People are getting excited about this event. I want to mention one other thing. I gave you that list of things, incentives and bonuses and all that that's ending next Monday. One other thing is the new groups opened incentive. This is a great incentive. I know we've talked about it a few times on this call, but basically whatever group you open between August 1st and October 1st, and then whatever premium, the group premium by December 31st. So you open the group. That's what you got to do right now is open the group, and it's got to be open before next Monday. It will not continue. So you've got to open groups this week, and then whatever premium they have the group premium by December 31st, so you have really all of that time to write the business. You have the next quarter to write the business, and whatever premium amount, I think it's monthly premium that you get, say it's $250 in premium, that's going to give you a $250 bonus. $250 in premium gives a $200 bonus. $300, then it just matches the premium. Give you another example. If you go out and write a group and get $500 in premium, as long as the group was opened from August 1st through October 1st, so again, in this last 90 days and you got 1 week left, and you go write a group that does $500 in monthly premium, you get a $500 bonus, and your executive director gets a matching bonus of that as well. So again, I just want to make sure you understand that the group needs to be open this month. The premium can be added over the next 3 months. But it, Mike, do you think that's monthly premium?
That is. It's monthly premium, and it's and you're right. The group, the business does not have to be written this month. We just have to have the authorization card.
Yeah, so just the group authorization in before next before next Tuesday, I'll say it that way. And then you get a count, you can go write the business over the next 3 months. adding memberships to it, and then they're going to take a snapshot at the end of December of what that premium is, what that group premium is billing, and give you a check for whatever it is, basically. So if you can get it to $1,000 in premium, they give you a $1,000 bonus. So, again, that's a great incentive. I want to have you take full advantage of that. Just more money. I mean, the company's just pouring more money on the table for each of us to take advantage of and help our businesses to grow and be more profitable. Well, I'm really excited to have Mr. Mike Riches joining us on the call this morning to train, to be our featured trainer. You know, we hear from him almost every Monday hosting the call, but today we're really going to turn the call over to him and let him train us and teach us. Mike's written, you know, he's my younger brother, so I'm a little, I like him just because he's my brother, but I'll tell you, you know, he's a very, very successful leader in this business. He's written thousands and thousands of Legal Shield and ID Shield memberships personally. He's a team builder. He's created a massive team of associates out there with many ring earners and top producers in his organization. He works very hard behind the scenes, both within our team and within Legal Shield. He's on many webinars and conference calls with Legal Shield and goes to Ada, Oklahoma on occasion to work with the B2B side of the business that helps each of us in our businesses. And they're going to be hopefully making some announcements very shortly here that Mike's been very instrumental in assisting in and helping us with those updates and modifications. He's a Millionaire Club member. He's earned well over $1 million in his business. He's a $200,000 ring earner. And I just appreciate Mike so much for taking time away from his business and away from his family. He's got a half a family, 5 kids, and away from, you know, all the other things he could be doing to help each of us grow our businesses and be more successful. He's joining us this morning from Dallas, Texas. He's going to be talking today about the 10 traits of a great leader. Mike, thank you so much for being on the call, and I'll turn over to you, sir.
Fantastic. Well, thank you, Mark. Thank you for your kind words, and I'm excited to see you and so many others from our team in just next week. I mean, what a fantastic, exciting event that is going to be. I'm really excited to see many of you at the Solutions in Action training. That's going to be on Thursday, October 3rd, and I'm really looking forward to that. That's a training with Dereese Frencha and Abby Parker and Rachel Lawton and myself, and just really looking forward to spending that time, and then to the main event that starts Thursday night and then continues through Saturday morning. And I mean, it's just, we'll talk about that event more next week as far as like prepping for it and being ready for it, but I'm really ecstatic. I'm really looking forward to being there and being able to see everybody. I'll tell you, so as I thought about this topic, the 10 traits of an effective leader, I mean, really the topic is leadership. And I want to be very authentic and real with you this morning. And I want to talk to you about becoming great leaders. Now, that's not something that happens overnight. It's something that that is a process. But it's a process that anyone can go through. One of the fundamental core beliefs of leadership is that leaders are not born, leaders are developed. So leadership is a quality that anyone can have. Anyone can become a great leader. And that's not true about everything in life. I mean, I love basketball. I love playing basketball. I love watching basketball. I mean, it's my favorite sport. But I'm never going to be Michael Jordan. I can tell you that. And that's not me, you know, being negative or anything like that. But I'm not only going to be Michael Jordan. Take the worst NBA player on any roster right now. I'll never be that guy. I mean, I won't. I know that. I just, that's something some of that. Now, I'm not saying that Michael Jordan is all natural. He was a very hard worker as well. But he also has some natural gifts and talents and abilities. And then when he applied the hard work, that's what made him the best ever. Well, not everything not every quality is something that we can develop. Leadership is one of those things that we can develop, that anyone can become a great leader. And I want to talk to you today about what really makes up a great leader. Now, I'll preface this by saying that, number one, you might think that this is a different topic or an interesting topic for a business solutions training call, right? Because this is something that we would typically probably associate with the team building side of our business. I don't, maybe you don't think that way. That's how I would typically think. If I'm going to talk about leadership, that's something that I would think would apply to recruiting and building a team and growing a sales organization, at least in our business. But the reality is, being a great leader will have a positive impact on everything that we do. I really believe that. Being a great leader can help you be a much better producer. And you'll hear as we go through some of these things, I'll point out how these qualities really can apply to every aspect of our business, but also so many different areas of life as well. I mean, do you think that being a great leader would make you a better father or mother? Do you think it would make you a better citizen? Do you think it would make you a better spouse or partner? I mean, you know, listen. Being a great leader can have a positive impact on, I really believe, every area of life. Now, I don't want to sugarcoat what I've got to say this morning, and that's my second thing that I'll say just in prefacing our discussion here. And so if you're someone that really likes to kind of be handed information softly and prefers for people to sugarcoat, you might just get off the call now. This is what I'm going to share with you. I want to be very blunt, and I want to be very bold. And this is not coming from a position of, hey, I've become the perfect leader, so let me share with you what that looks like. This is something that can help all of us, myself absolutely included in that as well. But everyone can work on different traits and qualities and develop certain aspects of leadership. And I really believe that that's the case with just about anything in our business, and again, many things in life as well. I don't think that you have to be perfect at something to be qualified to look at it, to regard it, to analyze it, and to share your thoughts about it. So please don't feel like that's the case, you know, with me here today. That again, you know, I haven't figured all this out, and that's why I'm sharing it with you. But what I have done in the last 17-plus years that I've been in this business is I've been able to learn a lot about leadership, and I've been able to observe different leaders. I've been able to watch people. I've been able to watch their decisions, and I've been blessed to associate with people who have been phenomenal leaders and who are today phenomenal leaders. You've heard from two of them on the call here this morning. My older brother Mark and Jim Tanner are two people that I associate with, that I've been blessed to spend significant time with, that I believe are absolutely incredible leaders and have developed many of these traits that we're talking about here that I'm going to share with you this morning. And the list goes on and on and on of other people that I've been able to associate with. Some of them had titles of leadership, and others did not. And I'll talk about that here in just a minute, but I've been able to observe and recognize excellent leadership traits from people in this business, and then just other people in my life as well, people that I've gone to church with, people that have become friends, people that I've known through other avenues of life. And so I consider myself someone that has been able to observe great leadership, and also someone that has been able to observe, as I'm sure all of us have, less than stellar leadership in certain cases as well. And it's enabled me to again, not only observe, but draw some conclusions that help kind of formulate what I want to share this morning. So again, 10 traits of an effective leader, and we'll just go through these one at a time. Number one, and perhaps most importantly, great leaders are influencers. John Maxwell is my favorite author on this topic, as far as leadership in general. Two books that I'll recommend to you that I just love. Two books by John Maxwell, Developing the Leader Within You. I think that was the first book that I ever read on leadership, and it helped shape the way that I view leadership. And this is something that he talks about in that book. He also talks about influence as being something that, he talks about the importance of influence in his book, The 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. So I'll share those two books with you as a follow-up. I want to share a couple thoughts with you this morning, but if you really want to dive into this topic, I don't know of two better books that you could read than The 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership by John Maxwell and Developing the Leader Within You by John Maxwell as well. John Addison, his book Real Leadership is another excellent book. But John Maxwell, getting back to influence, great leaders are influencers. John Maxwell says, the true measure of leadership is influence, nothing more, nothing less. He goes on to say, true leadership cannot be awarded, appointed, or assigned. It comes only from influence, and that cannot be mandated. It must be earned. When it comes to identifying a real leader, don't listen to the claims of the person professing to be the leader. Don't examine his credentials. Don't check his title. Check his influence. The proof of leadership is found in the followers. He who thinks he leads but has no followers is only taking a walk. The reality is, folks, and that's the quote from John Maxwell, leadership doesn't have much to do with a title. Because we've all known leaders that have had a title but were not great leaders. And I think that you can probably identify people in your life that they held a title that the world would look at and say, that's a leadership title, but you know that they didn't have followers. Now, people might follow them when they're there, but as soon as they leave, they're rolling their eyes and talking behind their back. Great leaders are influencers. How is your ability to influence others? Now, that is something that, again, you think that that's going to be something that's important in the business solution side of our business when you're meeting with an HR director or a decision maker of a company? What are you trying to do? You're trying to influence them. When you're presenting to a group of employees, what are you trying to do? You're trying to influence them, period. There's no other way to look at that. So great leaders are influencers. I'll just share this example, the example of Jesus Christ. Now, I don't know what your religious profession is, if you know what your belief system is, but I think that everyone could agree, as you look back at history, that Jesus Christ was an influencer, that he was a great leader. Now, I happen to believe that he was much more than that, but I'll tell you what, we could all look at his life and his ministry and say that was somebody that led. Now, he didn't have the title. He wasn't a Pharisee. He wasn't a scribe. He wasn't a Sadducee. He wasn't a member of the Sanhedrin. He wasn't a member of he wasn't a typical title leader in the way that many people of that era would have thought of a leader to be. He didn't have any of that, but what he did have was thousands of people that followed him. And that understood him, that listened to him, and hence is one of the greatest leaders this world has ever known. And again, I know that I'm a little bit subjective in saying that, but I think that even people that are not Christian would agree with that statement, that he's one of the greatest leaders that we've ever known. That's number one. Great leaders are influencers. Number two, great leaders are listeners. Leaders genuinely care about others. Have you ever had a conversation with somebody where you were talking and they may have been nodding their head, but you just know they're not listening. Isn't that frustrating? I mean, how does that make you feel when you're having a conversation with somebody, but you know that they're not really listening? And great leaders, they are great listeners. And again, it comes from the genuine care that they have for other people. It comes from their desire to help other people. They're listening for the right reasons. They're not listening, and Chris Evans talked about this last week, they're not listening thinking what they're going to say next, but they're really listening to understand where that person is coming from. Again, do you see parallels here, or do you see applications here for the business solutions side of our business? I absolutely do. When you're listening to a decision maker, when you're listening to an employee at an enrollment that you're talking to, when you're listening and getting referrals from somebody, you know, what are people really saying? Are we hearing more than just the words that are coming out of their mouth? You know, for those of us who are recruiting and building a team, do we listen to people that we work with? Do we really try to understand where they're coming from? And I know that sometimes we hear people and we think that they know where they're coming from. But again, so much of the time we have to really listen deeply to try to have an understanding of where people really are. Unless we're willing to go where people are, we'll never be able to take them to where we want them to be. Unless we're willing to understand where a decision maker is today, mentally, emotionally, whatever, we'll never be able to get them to where we want them to be. We want those decision makers to say, yes, let's have you in and talk to our employees. Yes, let's schedule an enrollment. But unless we're willing to really understand and go where they are, what does their schedule look like? What are their concerns? What are the challenges that they're facing? And again, I think Chris Evans spoke beautifully about this last week. Unless we're willing to go there, we'll never be able to take them to where we want them to be. And that's the key. We have to be able to take them where we want them to be. Well, you can't take them unless you're willing to go where they're at. You can't just stand there and say, this is great, this is great, this is great. That's not what a great leader does. A great leader listens because they genuinely care about others. Number three, great leaders are doers. You heard Mark Riches talk about this earlier on the call this morning. He talked about people that have the goal to fast start qualify, and that some of them are doing that before the end of the month. They're taking advantage of these bonuses. Some people decide not to, but great leaders, they just do it. They're not excuse makers. Now, they've got excuses. They've got things that are holding them back. It's not that they do because they don't have a reason not to. But what they do is they turn their reasons why they can't into reasons why they have to. We see that every time we have a major event. We see it, I mean, frankly, every time that we have a conference call or a training webinar or anything. But we certainly see it with the big events, like we've got coming up next week in Salt Lake City. There are plenty of people out there that have genuine reasons why they cannot be in Salt Lake City. But the leaders, here's what they do. They turn those reasons why they can't into reasons why they have to. And you heard Jim Tanner talk about this morning. I mean, that's what it is. Someone that says, I can't afford to go. Someone else says, I have to go because I'm tired of being in a financial position where a trip to Salt Lake City is a huge decision for me. Some people say I can't get off of work, of their full-time job. A great leader looks and says, I have to be there so that I can get a better full-time gig, so that I can make this business my full-time gig. I have to be in Salt Lake. I have to be at the big events. People will make excuses about any aspect of our business. It's not just attending events. People will make excuses why they can't fast start qualify. People will make excuses why they can't qualify for executive director or can't get their performance club points in, why they can't do something before the end of the month. I mean, people will make excuses about everything. And that's not just our business. That's about life in general. But leaders turn those excuses into reasons why they have to accomplish these things. They're doers. They figure out a way, and they make it happen. The word that I've used before And I realize that it's a questionable word, but they're hustlers. I mean, and not hustlers in the sense that they're trying to cheat somebody. That's why I think it's a questionable word. But hustlers in the sense that they just hustle. They just make it happen. I think about Brian Fihili. Every time I think of this aspect in a very positive way, Brian Fihili is just somebody that he's going to hustle. He's going to make it happen. If he's going to executive director qualify, he's not going to fall short. He's just going to make it happen. How? Well, it'll take care of itself. I'll never forget when I first started working with Brian Fihili, he had a goal that we had talked about together, and his goal was to write three people up on an individual membership. Now, that he didn't want to make a living doing individual memberships. He wanted to get into employee benefit sales. I mean, he wanted to take Legal Shield and ID Shield, which was a brand new product at the time, into companies and offer them as an employee benefit. And I told him that I had an appointment, actually a couple appointments or a few appointments, that I was going to take him and I was going to field train him and I was going to let him come along on these appointments. And I had made him a deal that if he could get three memberships individually, so, you know, three people that he knew signed up on the membership, then whatever business we wrote together on the appointments that I was going to take him on, we would split that 50-50. That was our deal. And I talked with him a couple of times leading up to that, and I said, hey, do you have your three? Do you have your three? And he said, no, but I'll get them, and I'll get them. And as we got closer to the day that we were supposed to go out, now I was still going to take him out, but the question was, were we going to split that business that we wrote or not? Or was it just going to be a learning opportunity for him? And either way, I think it would have been a positive thing. But remember, I didn't know him very well, and so I was finding out about him. And what I learned is he was willing to hustle. He wasn't afraid of the hustle. And sure enough, he showed up. I'll never forget getting out and filling out his associate information on the trunk of his car of those three applications that he showed up with the morning of. I could have done it a couple days earlier, but it didn't matter. It was the morning of, but he got it done. And that's what a great leader does. A great leader may not ED qualify by the 10th every month or by the 5th every month or even the 15th or the 20th every month. Now, they can save themselves some money on blood pressure medication by qualifying a little bit earlier, don't get me wrong. But they qualify, and that's the difference, is they qualify. If you look at your organization today and you're at the same level that you were at 6 months ago, you need to apply some of what we're talking about this morning. If you've been in this business for longer than 6 months and you are not currently an executive director, you need to apply some of what we're talking about this morning. I told you I'm not going to sugarcoat this, folks. Now, again, we all can grow and we all can get better. But if you're looking at your business, some of these key indicators that I'm talking about, look at your organizational production. Look at your goals and where you are in relation to those goals. And look at your current income and your current level. And if they have not reached the point where they need to be, you got to get down to business and you got to apply some of what we're talking about here this morning. Great leaders are doers. You can make excuses all day long, but what I'm asking you to do is just be a doer. Just don't be afraid of the hustle. Don't be afraid to make it happen. What are your goals for the month of September? What were they? Have you abandoned them? Have you shortened them? Have you started to walk away because you say, I don't think it's going to happen? Or are you going to be one that hustles and just makes it happen? The great news is that has everything to do with you and the decisions that you make. And that's the powerful thing about this, folks. We can all become great leaders. We can all make a decision to be a doer and not be an excuse maker. There are some of you that are deciding this morning that you're going to be in Salt Lake City next week. Now, maybe it would have been easier to make that decision 3 weeks ago, but great leaders don't beat themselves up about something like that. They just make the decision to go, and they just make the decision to be there. And then the how-tos tend to take care of themselves. And there are some people that are going to make that decision or have made that decision here this morning on this call. Bravo to you. Fantastic. I want to applaud you 100%. You have these things within your control. Are you and I willing to do something about them? Number four, great leaders always focus on others. Great leaders don't focus on themselves. You know, we talked about this in the sense of team building. A great leader doesn't call their team at the end of the month and say, hey, I need to get to executive director. How many sales are you going to write? It's not about them. They always make it about others. The same thing with a decision maker. You know, I learned this lesson. I think I've shared this before, but I'll share it with you again. I learned this lesson the hard way back when I first got started. I was very part-time. I was still in school. I was 22 years old. And I was just getting started with Legal Shield. And I had sold two, three, four individual memberships, maybe a couple more than that. I don't really remember. But I went to a gentleman that I worked with, and because I had a little part-time job while I was in school, and he had expressed interest in buying a Legal Shield membership. So I went with him and I did a presentation. Now I don't really remember a whole lot about that presentation. I told him what the membership provided. One thing that I do remember is I told him that I would really like for him to sign up soon because I needed the commission from that. Now, I'm not making excuses, but I was pretty young and just learning this. But the reality is it doesn't really matter the reasons for it, why I said that. It was the wrong thing to say. Now, I'm very grateful that he was willing to be open with me. When I went to follow up with him and I said, Rob, hey, I want to get you signed up on that membership, he said, I'm not interested. I don't think I'm going to do it right now. And I was like, why? I mean, you know, in my mind, I already spent the money that I was going to make from that. And I said, why not? Because he was genuinely interested when I first talked to him. And he said, Mike, I'll be real with you. It was because of what you said about your commission. And that rubbed me so much the wrong way that even though I think it's a great plan, I've decided not to do it. Now, I'm going to tell you, that did not feel good to hear that. It really didn't. But I'm really grateful here, almost 18 years later, that he had the courage to tell me what I had done wrong. Now, I recognize as the longer that I am in this business, and again, the more that I'm able to observe, and the more that I'm able to learn from my own experience as well, that the right thing to do in that situation would not have been just not say that I was interested in the commission. Let me maybe reword that. That didn't come out the right way. The mistake was not just saying, I need the money. The mistake was that I cared more about where I was at than where he was at. I cared more about what this membership sale was going to do for me than what owning this membership was going to do for him. Great leaders focus on others and their needs. What is this going to do for them? When you're in front of a group of employees, I know, I've been there, where you need the money and you need them to sign up, and this is not an optional thing. But great leaders look at those people in the eyes, and they look at those human beings and they think, what is this membership going to be able to do for them? That's what a great leader is. Great leaders always focus on others. And so for them, for a great leader, it's natural to let other people talk about themselves. It's natural when they're in front of a decision maker not to try to one-up every story that they share, but to listen more than they speak. It's natural because they genuinely care about others and they focus on others. You know, one thing that I think makes us focus on ourselves is our own inadequacies. And great leaders have to get beyond that. Great leaders aren't perfect. They have imperfections and flaws as well. But they care more about the person in front of them than they care about their own flaws and inadequacies. And so they're able to get over that and focus on that person. Number five, great leaders are proactive. They're not reactive. They don't wait for life to happen, but they're proactive. They're planners. Great leaders will sit there, you know, this week, and they'll think about this week, and they'll think, okay, what do I need to accomplish this week? They don't just wait for Tuesday to come. They don't just wait for Thursday to come, but they're thinking today about what they're going to do those days. John Maxwell says, anyone can steer the ship, but it takes a leader to chart the course. What course are you charting in your business? And by charting the course, I'm not saying just think about the destination. Have you charted the course to get you there? In other words, do you have goals that you also have an action plan for? What course are you charting in your life? I mean, seriously, what is your life going to look like 12 months from now? What changes are you going to make? And how are you going to make those changes? I mean, we're all sitting here every day steering the ship, but a great leader charts the course. Are we willing to chart that course? If we are willing to zoom out on a regular basis, if we are willing to, as Stephen R. Covey says, climb the tree, and Stephen R. Covey, his analogy there in the Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, he says every organization needs a great leader. Every organization has producers and they have managers, and it's kind of like a group of people that are cutting their way through a jungle. The producers are the ones who are out there cutting, and they're blazing a trail, and they're hacking away at the vegetation, and they're making this trail. The managers are the ones behind them, and they're figuring out all the logistics, how to keep the machete sharp, and when people need to take breaks, and how can we be the most productive possible. But the leader is the one that climbs the highest tree and looks around and says, hey, this is the wrong jungle. A great leader has to be able to chart that course, to zoom out regularly and ask themselves, is this the right jungle? Am I even focused on the right things? Great leaders are proactive. They think ahead. They're planners. Number six, great leaders are self-examiners. I love what Richard Whatley said, though not always called upon to condemn ourselves, it is always safe to suspect ourselves. What you focus on grows. That's a rule of thumb in this business. If you want your production to grow, focus on your production. Look at your production. It's always safe to suspect ourselves. It's interesting. Not just inspect ourselves, but suspect ourselves. What could we be doing that could be better? That we're, you know, that idea of self-examiners is a great one. Patrick Henry said both of these gentlemen from the 1700s here. For my part, Patrick Henry says, for my part, whatever anguish of spirit it may cost, I am willing to know the whole truth, to know the worst, and to provide for it. As human beings, we tend to shy away from things that make us uncomfortable. And recognizing our flaws is not a fun thing. It's not comfortable. But I love this idea of whatever anguish of spirit it may cost, I am willing to know the whole truth. Are we willing to say today, I'm not a very good blank. I'm not a very good leader. I'm not a very good planner. I'm not a very good influencer. Whatever that answer is, I'm not a very good blank. Are we willing to say that? It doesn't feel good. And that's what excuse makers really do. They're trying to cover that up. They're trying to provide for it. But the reality is it may not feel good. But in order for something to change, we got to know the whole truth. We got to know the worst so that we can provide for it. Great leaders are self-examiners. Number seven, great leaders are not complainers. They recognize that complaining is not going to change anything. Now, there is a difference between recognizing and complaining. But great leaders are not complainers. That doesn't mean that they don't have problems. That doesn't mean that they don't have issues. But they're not going to sit there and complain about those issues. Corporate messed up for them as well. The law firm said the wrong thing for them as well. Someone made a change that they didn't like. they got problems with their family, with their health, with their whatever situation. But the reality is they're not complainers. They're not just going to sit there and complain. Now, they'll be strategic. And that doesn't mean that they look the other way in the face of problems. They'll look directly at a problem. But they recognize that the least effective response to any problem is to complain about it, period. So they're not complainers. Again, it goes back to their doers. They figure out how to get around it. They figure out solutions. But if you find yourself complaining to anyone for any reason, now you can call it different things, venting, you can call it, you know, unloading or getting something off your chest, but if you find yourself complaining, just understand that's not a trait of a great leader. Now, that's probably something that many of us do. But again, are we willing to look at ourselves and know the whole truth? Are we willing to see the worst and provide for it, whatever anguish of spirit it may cost? Are we humble enough to say, I'm not very good at that, and I'll change? Which brings me to point number 8, great leaders are humble. They're never afraid to learn more or to do better because they want to become better. I mean, think about great leaders that you've known in your life, that you look at and say, they are a great leader. Were they satisfied with that? Were they willing to sit back and pat themselves on the back and say, I made it? Because every great leader that I've ever known was not willing to do that. They were willing to become better, and they were humble. John Maxwell says, like attracts like. That may seem pretty obvious, yet I've met many leaders who expect highly talented people to follow them, even though they neither possess nor express value for those people's giftedness. If you want to grow an organization, grow the leader. If you want to attract better people, become the kind of person that you desire to attract. It's one thing that I love and respect and admire about Adam and Alicia Thompson in our business. To me, they sum this up better than almost anyone else, or at least as good as anyone else, because they're humble. Now, they're $200,000 ringers that could easily sit back and say, no, we've made it. But they recognize in their journey, they're just getting started. And they're humble and coachable and teachable. They constantly plug into personal development, and it's one of the things that I love about that couple. Number 9, great leaders are great promoters. Think about, and the example that we always go to is Don King, but there's a reason. He really was a great promoter. Don King today is worth over $150 million. Now, that fortune came largely from the boxing industry because he was a promoter of boxing matches. The interesting thing is Don King never got punched in the mouth. He never put on a pair of boxing gloves, and yet he's worth $150 mil. He did something right. Here's what he did. He promoted. And the reality is great promoters can influence others. So how are you at promoting? When you're meeting with a decision maker, are you getting them excited? I mean, that's what Don King did. He just got people excited to watch a fight. Well, are you getting a decision maker excited to bring you in and talk with their employees? When you're talking to a group of employees, are you able to promote this membership? Meaning, are you able to get them excited about being a Legal Shield member? Sometimes we sit there and we try to just justify value. I mean, that's important. But how excited are the people to sign up for what we're offering? When you're talking to your team about the next event, are you able to get them excited about that next event? I mean, you know, it's one thing to go because we feel obligated to go, but it's another thing to go to Salt Lake City. I mean, I want you to know I'm genuinely excited for this event. I really am. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be great. I'm not going to be sitting there rolling my eyes saying, oh, another speaker. No, I'm excited for it. That excitement is authentic and it's real. Great leaders are great promoters. And then finally, to close this out, number 10, great leaders are balanced. You know, we've spoken a lot about our business and how these traits of leadership might apply in our business, and there are many other ways that these traits can apply to our business. I've mentioned a few. But I also understand that you can be extremely successful in our business and not be happy. happiness doesn't have to do with only the money that you make and the lifestyle that you have. Now, I'm very grateful for our income. I'm very grateful for our lifestyle. But I understand happiness is much, much bigger than just that. The an executive with Coca-Cola, his name was Brian Dyson, said the following: imagine life as a game in which you are juggling some 5 balls in the air. And these balls, you name them work, family, health, friends, and spirit. And you're juggling these balls. You're keeping them all in the air. You'll soon understand that work is a rubber ball. If you drop it, it'll bounce back. But the other 4 balls, family, health, friends, and spirit, those balls are made of glass. If you drop one of these, they'll be irrevocably scuffed, marked, nicked, damaged, or even shattered. They'll never be the same. You must understand that and strive for balance in your life. And folks, let me just tell you to close out the call this morning that I hope that as we zoom out, I hope as we plan, I hope as we're proactive, I hope as we're doers and not complainers, I hope as we're humble, I hope that as we self-examine, I hope that as we focus on others and as we influence and listen, that that's something that takes root in every area of our lives. I hope that as we commit to becoming better leaders, again, that's a process, that we are committing really to becoming more effective in this business, but certainly to becoming better family members, better citizens, better spiritually, better friends, and better physically in our own health as well. Because I do believe what he said, that those areas, they're absolutely important. And the damage that we do may be irrevocable. That doesn't mean that people can't forgive and that we can't grow and become better. And the last thing I want you to do is beat yourself up for mistakes that you may have made in the past. But again, can we focus on a balanced approach to life? Because when you're juggling all 5 of those and they're all working well, it's amazing how much more success in this business can help you find fulfillment in your life. And with that, guys, I'll say God bless. Thank you very much for listening to me here this morning and for letting me share some of these thoughts with you. And, Mark, I'll turn the call back over to you.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Mike. Fantastic information on our leadership, and just well done. Thank you so much. One of the best leadership trainings I've heard, and a fantastic job. Thanks again for taking time and joining us on the call this morning, everyone. Remember, our team call is this Thursday evening. Next week, we'll be sharing some important tips on this call on how to get the most out of the Salt Lake City Convention. So those that are attending, be sure to have a pen and paper ready to take some notes. We're going to be sharing some important tips on maximizing that event. Let's make this a week of action. We've given you a lot of marching orders, lots of incentives and bonuses ending a week from today. And so take full advantage of that. Let's close up the month in a big way. Let's go out and get some of those $800 bonuses as well as those new group open incentive bonuses. Exciting times. Appreciate everyone plugging in this morning. Again, special thanks to Mr. Jim Tanner and Mike Riches for being on the call. And Mike, again, great job on that training. God bless each one of you. Have an incredible day. Talk to you soon.